Today's date is October 24th, 2023, and I have on the phone Ed Briner. Good afternoon, Ed.
Good afternoon.
And you live in Tulsa, do you?
I do.
All right. So you drove from Tulsa for the filming every day or stay over there, or how did that work for you?
But no, I never spent the night. They didn't pay extras enough to get a hotel room, but they were not sequential days either. Most of the time it would be 2 days in a row, or then 1 day and then 2 days. It varied.
Yeah.
So I came home every day.
So you'd have to get up pretty early then to meet your mark on those days.
I did, especially, you know, a lot of times you needed to be on set by, be there by 6 or 6:30. And so it was about an hour and a half to drive to Pawhuska. And I'm old, so I don't just get up and spring out and, you know, jump in the car and go. So it'd be easily 2:30, 3:30 in the morning many times.
Had you ever been in theater productions before of any sort?
I have. I started doing this extra thing kind of as a hobby. And so I did one day in Reservation Dogs. There was a movie, Ronald Reagan's Life, that's coming out. Did a couple of days on that and just some oddball stuff. That movie, I can't remember now, Kurt Warner Story, American
Yes.
Underdog. So I did one day in there, and that was kind of neat because it was the last day of filming when I was doing it. And Kurt Warner and his wife came because they had a after party. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we got to see him. So I've done a little dab of this stuff. I mean, it's just a hobby. It doesn't pay much.
So then that answers my question, why, when you saw this, it was a no-brainer for you then, right?
Yeah, and actually, I submitted for it when it first was announced and never did hear anything back. And so I submitted again with a Gmail email address, and then they responded to me and said that I could... you know, asked if I was interested. I feel funny talking about this. They actually, the role that they asked me to do first was to be in the KKK. And they said, you'll be wearing a robe and a mask and nobody will know who you are. And they said, we know by its nature, it's a sensitive role and stuff. But since they won't know who you are, that would allow you to be able to act in other scenes.
Oh, so you did that KKK scene.
I did. And really all it was we were marching in a parade.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that scene.
And I will say this. They asked if any of us would be okay with lifting our mask up, or hoods, I mean. And I thought, well, heck, in for a penny, in for a dollar, right? And so... I said that I would do it, and they said, now you guys are friends with some of these people lying in the streets, so wave at them and smile and all that. And so we were doing that, and it was really weird. The natives that we were like waving at and stuff, they started throwing popcorn and giving us the evil eye and all that, and it felt real. It felt very real, the reaction that we had gotten. And so I find that kind of interesting.
Right. And so you've seen the film, and as you saw that had to be really special and impactful to you.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have not seen the film yet.
Okay.
I hate crowds, but so my wife and I are going to wait a couple of weeks until things settle down, and then we'll go see it.
I think you were particularly taken by the attention to detail that they paid. And there was a pool hall scene that you were involved in.
Yeah, there was a cigar stand just inside the door of the pool hall. And so they told me, they gave me three nickels, and they were from the 20s. And so the guy sold me some cigars. And so I was really surprised. And of course you saw, I mean, we were wearing old people, you know, dead people clothes, right? They were from the 20s.
Yeah.
And so it was fascinating, just, you know, to get the behind the scenes look on this stuff, and because of doing the other stuff, I knew a lot about that, but But this was like the attention to detail was unbelievable.
Yeah. So you played.
I mean, nobody's going to zoom in on that nickel.
No. Right. They could have gotten by with it, couldn't they? You were playing pool, and this would be the pool hall, I suppose, where Bill Hale would go. Is it true you were next there to Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, myself and another fella were playing. We were playing fake pool because it's interesting. The pool balls, they're not pool balls because they don't want to make a noise.
Oh.
As I understand, they're handballs painted to look like pool balls, and so they don't make any noise. And they were really, they drove the point home extremely that they don't want us making noise so that the sound guys can insert theirs.
Oh,
and
okay.
So we were playing at this one table, and across the aisle, DiCaprio and De Niro were, they looked to me like they were scheming. You know, they weren't playing pool. They were just kind of right next to each other talking quietly. And honestly, I don't even know if we got in there because you don't know on camera angles and stuff like that. But it was really neat to be that close to them. And then right beside our table, there was a screen. And the director was, Scorsese was right on the other side of that screen. So he probably wasn't 4 feet away from us. Couldn't see him. But we could hear him directing and, you know, that stuff. And so it was, it was just really cool.
Did it make you nervous?
A little bit. I mean, our shoes were still making noise on the wooden floor in there. And so they put little pad things underneath them to stop that. And then, they still were making some noise. So they had to take our boots off. But so, yeah, it was nice. You know, most of the stuff I did was like man on the street, walking down, that kind of stuff. But that was one that we were particularly right in the middle of it.
I can't remember. Did you actually take a pool shot? Were you up at the table?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
Did they teach you how to hold your body and arms for that, or were you pretty natural at it?
No, I knew how to play pool. I did ask the PA, I'm left-handed, so I asked him, should I do it as if I'm right-handed, because I didn't know if that would mess up the camera angle or something. He said, no, just play pool.
Mm-hmm. And then they would have many takes of that scene, wouldn't they?
Yeah, there was. And I don't remember at this point. I mean, you know, this has been years ago now. It was at least a couple of takes.
There's a great courthouse scene with De Niro, DiCaprio, John Lithgow, and Brendan Fraser. And you were in that as well.
I was. And my costume was really a vest and a shirt and pants. And everybody else in that courtroom scene, the men were in suits. I was the only one that was not in a suit. So I think I got kind of hidden places. One scene, we were up in the balcony up there. And then there was another scene where they had us down in the first floor. And I was pretty much, I think I was right in line with De Niro as far as from the judge, the De Niro camera and all that. You know, again, you don't know if you've seen, because if it's focused on him, you're probably blurred out past them. But it was really interesting, and that was when they did a lot of takes.
The actors that we've just mentioned,
yes.
Could you tell that they always knew their lines, or they flubbed their lines and have to do other takes, retakes?
There was a couple of times when John Lithgow, he worded it differently, which I don't know if that's horrible or anything, but they did do several takes when he was doing a speech.
So if he went off script, probably, I mean, didn't phrase
that
it.
That was my impression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they were just, I suppose those guys, when they were waiting for action, did they stand around and chat and have some fun amongst each other?
I didn't see them doing that in that scene because they'd leave the set when they weren't shooting.
Oh, yeah.
And so we didn't really get to see them do that. It's one thing I did kind of figure out is if you were a Caucasian in that movie, you were probably a bad guy.
There were natives around too. You didn't feel that from them.
Oh, no, not at all. As a matter of fact, when you're an extra, you get a ton of time. You're standing around a lot more than you're actually doing. And I got to talk to a lot of Native Americans. Well, I mean, I've been around them all my life here in Oklahoma, but it was, you know, they were very gracious. That really was more guilt from on my side than it was anybody, you know, instilling that in me or accusing me or anything.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. You felt that feeling while you were actually working.
To me, it's almost fake. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And so conniving and so scheming. Yeah. I told somebody, I said, man, it sounds like something Hollywood would make up.
Your biggest takeaway then from this, kind of sum up your feelings.
My takeaway was, is I wouldn't trade. You know, we worked 10, 15-hour days, and it was 100 degrees. Where 1920s clothes do not breathe, and I would do it all over again.
Well, this is a... no question, will be Oscar nominated in many categories, that's for sure. And for you to say you were part of that kind of a film, got to make you feel really, really good. And I appreciate you doing that. And I appreciate you sharing your feelings about it and your experience here.
Like I said, you know, the filming ended, what was it, 2 years ago, something
yep.
like that.
Yep.
You know, some of that stuff kind of drifted away feelings-wise, but now that the movie's come out, you know, I'm starting to feel that stuff over again, and I'm really proud of being able to be a part of that.
Great.
I had to be annoying to get into it, but I'm okay. I can do that.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate your time with us.
John, it was very good talking to you, and I appreciate it.
All right.